morning, everyone. It's great to be here. Thank you, Peter, for the invitation. Just a quick, I thought I'd start with a profile of Highwire to give you a feel for where we are and what we're up to. And I'd like to thank all of the people in the room who are customers. It's great to have you on board. We're part of these discussions of representing your input in terms of where we are and where we're going. So quick, by the numbers, we have some 1,650 journals online. We're soon to be approaching 1,700. 1,000 of those have mobile-optimized websites. We're moving through those at a rapid pace. We have 1,100 books. We represent about 150 publishers. You can see the statistics for article counts. And we've launched, since the beginning of January, some 53 journals. They're either new titles with current publishers or net new business. A little bit about the volume of abstracts. We also have, in Silicon Valley, there's always this intent view of numbers and statistics. We have about 650,000 registered bench press users, and we're producing about 1 million search requests a day. There's another statistic that we've just come upon, but I need to validate it. We believe we have 500 million people visit our portal every month, which is a staggering number. So we're trying to sort out. When I heard how staggering it was, I really need to validate that. And to tie back to Howard's presentation, the earliest content we're hosting is from 1665 from the Royal Society. Three quick topics to begin the conversation, a little bit of overview, and then we'll go into the details around questions. The first one is open platforms. We are a believer that the hosting platform for publications should be open so that you can have information across a broad information scope. You can customize based on the user experience, a little bit about what Kevin talked about, and then to have the best of breed supplier choice. I'll give you two examples of that, one which happens to be the BMJ and another being Bone and Joint. We'll talk briefly about the emergence of linked open data, and there are two aspects of that. And what the focus is that we have at Highwire is, again, the balance, which is it's almost similar to the balance between open platform and the business models. The balance between internally having your semantic tagging appropriately done and then externally, how does that connect to the broader web? And then a last conversation, which is something that I'm relatively new to this particular industry, what I call overreaction syndrome, which is there are a lot of great ideas. There are a lot of futurist conversations happening around scholarly publishing, really to get that into how it can be benefits-based and then the innovation frameworks that can be used to bring that great technology forward. Example, again, Howard might be 3D. Great idea. Is that a year one, a year three, a year five, or is that something that we'll turn over to George Lucas and the team in San Francisco? Open platform, briefly, it's a building block. It's a standard-based collection so that we have the wherewithal to open up APIs in order for other people's technologies to intersect. By opening up those APIs, you can have others build on the platform. We believe we've got some great technology and we've got a great team, but as in every company, we have limited resources. If someone else has a great idea and great technology, there's every reason in the world why that should be able to be connected to what we're doing so as to enhance the role of scholarly publishing. And then it gives the publishers more control, ownership, and flexibility depending upon what they would like to do. So I'll give two quick examples. The first is the BMJ, which relaunched with the redesign in November. The key thing with that is it was a co-development project, which means that Peter and his team, Ian Hopwood, had a team here in London, predominantly using Drupal and their project management. We had a team in Palo Alto. We also had our team in Pune, so we were literally coding around the clock. And the key thing is, when you talk about the best of breed choice, the best of breed for this particular project was a combination of the BMJ and Highwire, as opposed to us doing it ourselves. So the objectives: boost discoverability, increase engagement, traffic, drive traffic to and from the pages, and then drive referral to the other BMJ group sites. So the site went live in November. This is a screenshot. I was asked earlier if we were going to do a live internet feed. I've not had 100% experience with bringing live feeds into presentations like this, but I would encourage you to go to the site. It's a really cool site. It has the news aspects, podcast, video. It really is a great site. And the key thing here from a co-development standpoint is we, Highwire, are hosting the content, but the BMJ group is controlling the user interface. They can make any change they want to the website themselves without having to then come back to us as the platform provider and get into that discussion. So it's been a great experience. Quickly, and I'll come back to this when we talk about benefits-based development. The preview of the first 75 days, the views are up in excess now of about 20%, full text views 20%. The pool engagement, which is a great example of what BMJ does to reach out to people to participate in polls, it's gone up 2 to 3 times. And then the referrals have doubled for people who are coming onto the BMJ and referring to other products. Now, another example, and this is predominantly using the Drupal technology on top of the Highwire platform. Bone and Joint were going through a redesign and a relaunch, but they really wanted to focus on the user profile to get the individual users using semantic tagging. Relevance and recency are key. And what they wanted to do was to say, orthopedic surgeons, they use the description divided into a number of pots. I really like the particular graphic there. So the question is, if you are working on shoulders, you're not likely working on knees. How to then frame the specialties in order to have that concentration of information to that specialty? So creation of specialty pages using Drupal, and then with features, multimedia, the latest articles, focus specifically using the content tagging to your specialty. And then you can use articles, non-articles, widgets, and the workflow. So I wanted to move on to semantics. Bear with me. So the key thing for semantics, the first time I had seen this chart was about 3 months ago, and it was actually legible. This is a representation of all of the people who are putting semantically tagged content into the open semantic web for it to be registered so it can be reached. In 3 months, it's gotten to the point where you can barely make out anything. As we go forward, we think this is growing exponentially. The key point that I will introduce is the balance here is between internally focused semantic tagging, which is very important so that in your content you can have related articles, you can have user personalization. The second thing is that content needs to be readily available to the broader web so that other people, maybe using the video example from JAMA, of getting to people who were not necessarily reading to be able to find this content and then have access to it. Last point I'd like to make is around benefits-driven development. What we're seeing is a lot of people come and say, hey, here's a really important topic. We heard about it at a seminar. We want to do that right now. And what we're trying to say is that's great. Let's talk about what your strategy is of a technical approach so that you have a longer-term view. This is an example of some analytics work we do. This is live data, and this particular customer publishes on Thursday. So if you look briefly in the corner, you would say this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So what happens is you can see when they publish on Thursday, the volume of activity is considerably up, so you can track all of that every day. It also tracks it by country, by time of day, by institution. So the key thing that we're working towards is being able to say, as I showed with the BMJ results, when you go through a project and you bring it forward, what are the benefits that are expected to be derived, and did you bring it through? Innovation for the sake of innovation is interesting, but we all have some business platforms that we need to work with. And then lastly, I call it avoid the overreaction syndrome. And the best example I can use of this is around not mobile optimized sites, because everybody has to have their journal content in a mobile optimized site. But people are saying, I want a mobile app. And I want a mobile app for these all these different journals. So we say, well, why do you want a mobile app? And we don't usually get a really good answer that would say, based on our strategy, based on our user profiles, that we really are interested to get to this segment, and we think the mobile app is the best way to go, the answer comes back is we want a mobile app. And the best analogy I have is if you followed the Occupy movement, which was very visible in San Francisco, where I live, and in New York, there was a parody on Saturday Night Live, the comedy show, where they were showing the Occupy group, and they said, they were chanting, "What do we want? We don't know. When do we want it? Now." So I find sometimes that what we're seeing with some of the particular technologies is because somebody else has a mobile app or because I think they're cool, what we're trying to do is to say, let's work with you and get in place an innovation framework by which we show our roadmap, you develop your roadmap, you intersect them, and then we have a planful strategic business discussion going forward. So the three topics really are the open platform, which leverages technology and the ability to intersect with other providers. The second one is the semantic open web, which we think is continuing to gain momentum, and it's important to have your content discoverable. And then the last one is to build the framework as you move forward with your platform providers and your strategies to intersect that technology in a thoughtful way. Thank you.